We would like to call the meeting to order. We want to thank everyone who is in attendance. It was suggested that we move public comments to after the attorney's report. Is that all right with the board members? Okay. So we're going to move public comments to after attorney's report. If people are able to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silent prayer, we'd appreciate it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you'll remain standing for a moment of silent prayer. Thank you. Number three is a motion in support to approve the agenda with public comments moving to after the attorney's report.
So moved.
Motion Eldridge, support Peterson. Questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number four is the consent agenda, which are the minutes, statements and checks, and the treasurer's report. A motion would be in order.
So moved, Peterson.
Motion Peterson.
Support.
Support Eldridge. Questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number five is the attorney report with a general legal update. Mr. Winters.
Madam Chairperson, good evening to everybody on the board and good evening to everyone in the audience. My name is Doug Winters. I've been the Township Attorney for a number of years. And I would say at the outset that I have given attorney updates for every board meeting since last July or June when the Township first became aware of U of M's plans and Los Alamos plans to locate two data centers in Ypsilanti Township. Before I get started tonight with an update, keep in mind what we just said in the Pledge of Allegiance, liberty and justice for all. So keep that in mind as I go through tonight's update, because some of the things I say tonight might make some people feel a little bit uncomfortable. And if it does, I do not apologize for that, because the time has come where truth really needs to be spoken to the powers that be it the county, be it the state, be it the federal, and that's what I'm prepared to do. I would start out with just one quote from the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy. He said this, quote, "Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the law flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we are too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom, decency, and justice," unquote. And so tonight, as I go through the report update, I don't intend to hold back on anything that I thought a lot about what I'm going to say this evening in regards to an update. I thought I had one presentation in mind until I received an anonymous letter from a township resident, and the title of that letter was, quote unquote, "We Must Not Matter." And so as I go through tonight's presentation or update, I keep in mind liberty and justice for all. We must not matter. At the outset right now, it has to be said in just really blunt terms right now that Washtenaw County has historically been a county which has been and continues to be divided by race and place. And that basically means that in Washtenaw County, wherever you live, It basically determines any number of outcomes from education to health opportunities to succeed, and the wealth and income remains geographically concentrated in Western Washtenaw County. Even in 2024, the University of Michigan confirmed themselves that a lot of the wealth is centered in Ann Arbor, while the poor areas are concentrated in Ypsilanti Township. And as I have told a number of my friends here in tonight's meeting, I have been an attorney for 47 years. And I've been in the attorney rooms. I've been in the courtrooms. I've heard how attorneys speak to one another when no one else is listening. I've heard how judges speak. And as you sit here tonight, whether you are from the city of Ipsy, the township of Ipsy, Superior Township, Augusta Township, make no mistake that in the eyes and views of those who reside in Western Washtenaw County, primarily Ann Arbor, all of us are Ypsilanti. Make no mistake about that. Now, at the same time, the Ann Arbor Community Foundation reported last year that Washtenaw County ranked as the most economically divided county in Michigan and amongst the most economically divided counties in the United States. And so while there's a tremendous amount of wealth in this county, it's divided between Carpenter Road. That's basically the boundary. Now, what does that actually mean? Well, it means right now that educational inequities divide between the East and West. It also means about housing affordability is divided amongst East and West, infrastructure, political influence, all of which are uneven. And so in the views of those who wish to build a data center connected with the most symbolic nuclear weapons research institution in the world, that's not an exaggeration, that's a fact, Los Alamos, that this part of Washtenaw County has been viewed as being the area where there would be less resistance from a political standpoint as opposed to whether they would locate a similar facility in Ann Arbor. Western Washtenaw County remains disproportionately affluent and white. Eastern Washtenaw County bears a disproportionate share of poverty, racial inequality, housing insecurity, and economic marginalization. And so keep that in mind as you look at this picture that we posted this evening. This took place at a groundbreaking ceremony on June 1st in Saline Township. I don't think anybody up there would ever represent this area of Washtenaw County. You have in that picture the richest corporations in the world. They have descended upon that part of the township because this state has a governor that has opened the doors to floodgates to every data center that wants to locate in this state. You have people in that photograph that are worth billions of dollars, not just millions, we're talking billions, soon to be trillionaires. But yet this state, in its zeal to become the data capital of the country, has also extended unprecedented tax credits to the richest corporations in the world. And they'll come full circle when you talk about what that means in the context of the University of Michigan and Los Alamos. Make no mistake right now that if Los Alamos is ever allowed to locate here, It's going to change this township, Eastern Washtenaw County, for decades to come. Ironically, and we'll get into this maybe more later on, ironically, this past week or so, in spite of the township's efforts, I heard someone say, well, there's a lot of people that don't know about what's going on here. Well, we've tried. We've tried every month, twice a month, for a full year. We sent resolutions asking our county commissioners to stand up and speak out against Los Alamos and U of M locating here. Crickets. We've asked the state reps to do so. Only State Representative Jimmy Wilson has responded to our resolution. We've asked our congresswomen, our congressmen, to stand shoulder to shoulder. Haven't done so. We've asked our state senators to do the same thing. Our U.S. senators, Peters and Slotkin, haven't done so. But yet, ironically, last week, every person that I mentioned at the state and federal level supported a resolution requesting the Department of Homeland Security to encourage them to reverse the decision to locate an ICE facility in Romulus. Now, I'm not saying I'm against what they're doing, but yet, in one stroke, all those people come together in a resolution to speak out against an ICE facility, but no one will take a stand in Washtenaw County to protest against U of M and Los Alamos plans to locate in this township. Now, we've been told from our latest update, if you want to call it that, that according to one of the regents at the university, Paul Brown, he claims that the university is not going to locate on the banks of the Huron River on Bridge Textile Road. He somewhat backed off that position, but if what he says was true a month ago, that would only leave one remaining location where they're considering to locate these facilities, and that would be the former Willow Run plant located where ACM is now operating, less than a mile from West Willow. So that appears to be where they want to go. They won't tell us anything because they feel like they don't have to because they don't pay taxes. They're exempt from zoning. They don't have to show us anything. They've told us to basically get used to it. They've done everything they can to mislead, misconstrue, misconstruct, deceive this township board. And yet, each time we've reached out to our public officials, to our officials and your officials, saying, we need your support. I'm reminded by the letter I got, we must not matter, okay? We must not matter. We have a county board that says, well, half of our county board of commissioners can't vote on this resolution because half of our county board are employed by U of M. Well, even if that is true, you got to make a decision. Unless you have a financial gain to be made by voting, you have to vote. You cannot recuse yourself because I feel uncomfortable. Now, they chose not to vote because they were told by the Corporation Council they didn't have to. That's not correct. But at some point in time, you got to make a decision. Which side are you on? If you can't uphold your constitutional oath and vote on matters such as ask U of M, tell Los Alamos they're not welcome here because you're afraid of offending your employer, then maybe you should step down as being a county commissioner. Okay. Because if you're not up for the job, there's people here that I know can do the job and are willing to do the job and make those tough votes. So you got to make a choice at some point in time, and that time is drawing near. Now, why is it that you say again that Los Alamos, it would be bad? Well, let me explain to you, as best I can. We have witnessed a president willing to go to war on any number of occasions already. While maybe there'll be a peace treaty signed, does anybody really believe that's the last war we're going to be in for the next 2 years? I don't think so. Okay, and what you've seen right now, you have seen in the last 6 months, 9 months, certain number of things play out that nobody was prepared to see this time last year. You've seen unmanned drone missiles being fired in the Mideast that have attacked Amazon's data centers. They've attacked a number of other targets of infrastructure, whether it's Google. And just put that in the context of Los Alamos. Los Alamos is not just another Amazon or a Google, Facebook research institution. It is undoubtedly the most recognizable and strategically important national security laboratory in the world. Its origins are inseparable from the Manhattan Project and the creation of the atomic bomb. To allies, adversaries, terrorists, hostile intelligence services, the Los Alamos name represents American military dominance, nuclear capability, advanced weapons science, intelligence operations, and technological superiority. That reality changes the risk profile of any community tied to it. And make no mistake, if Los Alamos is allowed to locate in a mile from West Willow, and we get into the environmental racism, environmental justice issues, they're all, you know, every box is checked here. And again, you got to keep in mind how we got here to begin with. Race and place, we do not matter. Once they are linked, if they are located in this township, that automatically transforms this township from a civilian community into a location associated with this country's national defense apparatus. Once that association exists, the township board, none of us, no longer controls how the hostile actors are going to perceive us. Again, this is a symbolic target. We've all seen on the news the coverage that is generated whenever an institution, infrastructure of high value target, what happens when it is attacked. It becomes worldwide news. And the most alarming component of that, this township is not designed to function as a hardened national security zone. This is a residential community. West Willow has the neighborhoods, schools, churches, parks, local businesses, apartment complexes, public roads, ordinary families, none of them who agreed to become a partner or adjacent to infrastructure carrying this type of geopolitical and national security implications. Local police departments and fire departments are not prepared to respond to any type of attack. This is what makes this issue so profound. We have heightened security concerns in a civilian population. And I'm not exaggerating. If anybody wants to tell you that Los Alamos is not a tier one high value target, do your own research. Because after one of our meetings, where something similar was spoken from this board dais up here, the deputy supervisor got a phone call from the public relations department from Los Alamos. I realize we don't have the fancy computers, but we have caller ID, okay? And so their number came across I gave it out last time, area code 505, et cetera. And so he wanted to know why this township kept referring to Los Alamos as a tier one high value target. Well, I'd be more than glad to explain to him why, but he would not call back when we asked him for, you know, his email address. The point I'm making right now is that we all know what a high value target is. Los Alamos is the brains of the Department of War in doing nuclear research. They are at the forefront of developing what is referred to as plutonium pits, which is the part of the nuclear missile that is activated. All the research is done in this facility. The University of Michigan said, we're going to have the biggest, baddest, and fastest computers in the world. That statement in of itself makes it a high-value target. You just told the whole world you got the biggest, baddest, and fastest computers. And make no mistake, the wars of tomorrow are going to be determining those type of national research laboratories where they spend countless hours, 24/7, 365, doing war games, simulations, trying to determine at what point in time a nuclear weapon is required to be activated. That is the brains of New Mexico. And so it wants to locate here in Ypsilanti Township. Why? Because of our vulnerabilities, our economics, the fact that we have more minorities located here, because we're seen as being people that don't matter, that don't matter. They have never sat down and had a meeting like this where they could answer questions because they don't have to. They're University of Michigan. They are the third wealthiest university in the United States. They have an endowment fund of $21 billion. Those are facts. And yet, with an endowment fund of $21 billion and with being the third wealthiest university in the United States, what happens? The state of Michigan, through Governor Whitmer, her puppet-controlled Michigan Economic Development Corporation, they award University of Michigan and Los Alamos $100 million to build Los Alamos National Laboratory in Ypsilanti Township. Put aside for the moment, they did a bait and switch. They first said, well, we're going to buy 20 acres. No, we're going to buy 144 acres. Oh, we're going to buy maybe ACM property. The fact of it is this. They got $100 million at a time when many people in this community have lost their Medicaid benefits, their SNAP benefits, can't find decent housing, have your gasoline prices go up, food's going up. But let's give the third wealthiest university in this country $100 million so they can basically promote the Department of War's agenda and come to Ypsilanti Township, where if you get one of these facilities, I'm telling you right now, more will follow because they have the property. And once they've already said, once one is located here, that's going to create a synergy where this will become an industrial, this will become a basically a military installation area. Now, at the end of the day, U of M also says, you know, they were quoted, the professor, he was quoted as saying, you know, we really wanted to build this in Ann Arbor. But we really did. We really wanted to stay in Ann Arbor. We really did. But we don't have the power or the water that the township has. Okay, last time I drove to Ann Arbor, those buildings are getting taller each year, okay? You're talking about, you know, 15, 20, 30 stories. They're going high as they possibly can. They have plenty of power, and they have plenty of water. Now, this may come as a news flash to U of M, so if it is, I apologize. But I just read where a few weeks ago, U of M just bought Concordia College. Now, listen to what I'm going to say. Concordia College, look it up, comprises 140 acres, the exact same size as 140 acres on Bridge Textile Road, exactly the same size. It's also located on the banks of the Huron River. So if you are that determined that you want to have a Los Alamos Department of War headquarters in this county, if you're that determined that it's needed to protect this country, then you have the property on the Huron River that you could locate. But they're not going to do that. You know they're not going to do that. Because, again, let's go to Ypsilanti Township. Let's go to Eastern Washtenaw County because they don't matter. What are they going to do about it? We have the county board. The county board won't even side with them. Their own county commission won't side with them. So why should we be worried about what Ypsilanti Township is going to do? Well, it doesn't get better. It gets almost to the point where sometimes you can't make up. You can't make up some of this stuff. You really can't. So all the business and political leaders, they have their annual gala every year in Mackinac Island, okay? Not exactly a place where any of us can just freely get and go there, take a ferry, get into the Grand Hotel, etc. They have the best of everything. So they go up to Mackinac Island, and they have these policy conferences, and they can sit around and tell each other just how important they are, how much wealth they have, just all their great plans. The CEOs of Consumers Energy, DTE, Google, Meta, Facebook, they're all there. And the gentleman to the second person to the right, Governor Whitmer, his name is John Rakolta Jr. He was a former ambassador under the first Trump administration to the United Arab Emirates. He is the chairman of the Walbridge-Aldinger Group that's building these data centers in Michigan and wants to build as many as he possibly can. And at that conference, he said that there's only 30 to 40 people in each township that objects to these data centers, only 30 to 40. And that the townships have basically laid down because there's only 30 or 40 people. And I reached out to my good friend Leah Mills. I said, I know there's more than 30 or 40 people. You know right now they oppose data centers. And I reached out to her, and she was agreeable to get the word out that right now is a time to show up and be heard. I look around this room, there aren't too many meetings we've had where we've had this type of capacity. So I know there's more than 30, 40 people in every township, but in saying that, he's trying to trivialize and marginalize who you are because you don't matter. And so he said, we should have 100 data centers. We should build as many as we possibly can. But yet, they go one step further. His son, who's now the president, he says, we should open the Great Lakes and use the Great Lakes to cool these data centers. We need to take more extreme measures to attract data centers, and that we've got to be open to getting things done. And then I think he uses a quote maybe from Malcolm X by saying, by any means necessary. In this context, doesn't work. He says right now, use extreme measures by any means necessary to force the state of Michigan to open the Great Lakes to use the fresh water to cool data centers. And yet, not one person up there, the governor, not one person that I know of in this state right now has condemned the statements that were made by the Rakoltas in regards to the fact that we need 100 data centers. These townships are just enacting these moratoriums because they don't want to face a recall election. Basically, right now, not giving the township board any kind of credit for looking out for the best interests of their constituents. Instead, right now, we're millionaires, we're billionaires, we're going to become trillionaires, and you are missing out, in their words, on having a, quote, golden ticket. Well, we don't know, for example, nobody knows what's going to happen when these data centers come online. We know that they're using water and electricity at levels and amounts that we've never seen before. The substation that's being proposed for Los Alamos and U of M is 110 megawatts. U of M says they'll use 10, Los Alamos will take 100. That 110 megawatt substation by itself is equal, is greater than all the rest of this whole township combined. They're building a Google data center in Van Buren Township that's equal to 750,000 homes. But yet they want you to believe that your rates won't go up. We're not going to raise your rates. We're going to make sure they go down. They're going up now without data centers. And, you know, at some point in time, you know, fool me once, you know, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. At what point do people realize that we are being sold out? We're being sold out. And I understand the governor's term limited, but at the same time, she still is the Pied Piper, and she's taking this whole state right off the cliff, because right now, you're not going to be able to undo the damage in 5 years, in 10 years, once it starts. Everybody tells us, well, you know, the additives that we're putting into the water are safe. Really? Well, it occurs to me, that's what you said about PFAS, okay? That's what you said about asbestos. That's what you said about mercury. That's what you said about lead paint. So now, you want me to trust you that these additives that's coming out at temperatures of 130 degrees, it's coming out so high that it's heating up the land surrounding these data centers up to 15 miles away. It's raising the temperatures anywhere from 3 to 15 degrees. But don't worry about it. Those additives, they're safe. They have no guarantee of that. They can't make that statement. So when Yucca imposed a moratorium to say time out, we got to pause on granting any water and sewer, especially sewer, permits to data centers until we determine what impact this is going to have upon our existing infrastructure. We get a letter from one of their attorneys threatening to file a lawsuit. Okay? Well, that's what you do. You threaten people. Township board went about its business. Yucca went about its business. After talking to some people on the city council, they went back and they passed the resolution supporting the moratorium. So the township, Yucca, I think the city council are all united right now that we stand together in opposition to issuing any water and sewer permits to any data center until there's been much more thorough research done, because they don't know. Now, at some point in time, you're going to ask the question, well, what can we do? What can we do? Somebody said that tonight. Well, what can we do? Well, I tried to at least, in some small measure, outline that this township board needs help. Because unlike what they think of you, this board knows that each of you matter. All of you matter. Irrespective of where you reside each of you matter to this township board. Your families matter. You matter. This township is not the recipient of generational wealth like other parts of Washtenaw County. Most of the people here can trace their time back to where the parents, the grandparents, many of them migrated, came up from the South to work in the factories, trying to make a better life for their children. Myself, I'm a product of that very circumstance. I know Karen Rowe is, and other people on the board are. I know all the people's backgrounds are basically blue-collar backgrounds. But I do know right now that you can do something, and that's bring pressure to bear. If the Congress can come together and support Romulus in asking the Department of Homeland Security not to sanction or not to convert a warehouse into an ICE facility, then they certainly have the ability to implore the Department of Energy, yet you cannot build a military connected research facility anywhere in Ypsilanti Township, especially right, I know, less than a mile from West Willow. You can't do that. So that is something that you can do and something that we'd ask that you right now keep in mind. The silence from all those people that I mentioned, aside from State Representative Wilson, is deafening. And no one will answer the call. The Township Board has done everything they possibly can within their means to bring this issue to a head. Is there more that needs to be done? Yeah, there is. Is there more ways to spread the information throughout the community? Absolutely. Is there a way of trying to bring communities together to unite around a common purpose? There are. It takes all of us willing to do what Robert Kennedy suggested. You see a wrong, you point it out, you say something, you do something. And when we know right now that U of M is getting very close, it could happen any day now. It's going to happen pretty soon. They're going to make their announcement anytime as to where they're going to go. And the only location that they've said they're looking at is over there at the former GM property. That it's not too late. It's not too late to call the people at the county, the state, the federal level. We do not want the Department of War to gain a foothold in our township and subject all of our people to risk. It's not fair. We didn't sign up for that. We've had people call the supervisor's office, many people in tears, wanting to know if the time is now for them to sell their property. Many people are looking at leaving because of the fear of the unknown and the fear, like someone pointed out, the U of M is not accountable. They don't have to play by the same rules as everybody else does. There's no zoning reviews. There's no conditions of approval. They simply come into town, boom. And no, we're not going to pay you a dime for any kind of taxes. No, we're not. We've been threatened by everybody at the state level. If you guys don't cooperate, you'll never see economic development. That's okay. Well, we've gotten this far. We'll keep on going. U of M said, "Well, what is it that you want? We can put a boardwalk around the property over there, and you can walk over there. We don't need any more boardwalks. We don't need any more parks." And by the way, just so you also know exactly what I'm talking about, the one location between Textile Road, 20 acres on the corner, is separated by the only entryway into South Hydro Park, which is a township preserve, similar to what you might experience if you went over to the Botanical Gardens. You walk into a nature preserve over there. And so you're going to have to walk through to data centers if they decide at the last minute to go back to Bridge and Textile Road. In any event, right now, I know that other people are probably more than anxious to ask questions or make comments. The township officials have been very accommodating to allow me to give you this update. And again, right now, keep in mind, liberty and justice for all, that includes all of you, all of us, and that we do matter. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Winters, for that wonderful, eloquent update. And to all the people who came here this evening to tell Wallbridge there's more than 30 people that cares about a data center here. Thank you for doing that. So, Myla and Lori or someone, instead of coming to the mic, maybe we could bring it to people who raise their hand. Would that be okay, so people aren't walking up and down stairs, and make it easier on everyone? I'll hold my comments till after the people have spoken. Just remember that there's 3 minutes, and this is the only timer I have, so it doesn't work. And to speak to the board, not to the audience. And it's important that we hear what you're saying. And it's recorded. So maybe Wallbridge, the governor, the state legislators, the federal elected officials, and our county commissioners can really hear what people have said. We had 2 public meetings. There was over 150 people at both. One was during a snowstorm. People care about this issue, but we cannot get the support that we need from our federal, our state, and our county officials in order to help stop this. We have written letters, we have adopted resolutions, we've had meetings. Regardless of what we do, no one will help us. No one who has the power to help us. This is going to harm our community and our future. We will fight our very last breath to fight it, but we need help. And we need it from the people who have the power to stop things. We've seen them do it several times. I've seen it in my career. But to not have people stand with us, with our community on this issue is shameful. Who is the first person that'd like to speak? The one with the microphone. Very good. If you'd give your name, and if you're a township resident, we would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, my name is Vidya. I'm a township homeowner down on Taft Street. I appreciate where you all are coming from, and I appreciate that you all are against the data center. I also want to be clear that it took 8 months to get to this point. We've been working on this data center for a long time. We came to you as early as June of last year. You wouldn't even put us on the agenda till August. Something else I want to make clear to the people in this room is that you sent township employees to surveil us at our last meeting in the park figure out what we were up to. We're happy to just tell you what goes on in our mass meetings. Our mass meetings are public. But the point I want to make clear is there is no stopping this data center the right way. There is no right way because no one's ever beaten a Department of Defense and Department of Energy-led project in partnership with U of M in the state of Michigan. So everything worth trying is worth trying. We have to try all of our legal avenues, but we also have to be in solidarity with people who are trying whatever they feel is best to try. My question, or I guess an open-ended question, a rhetorical question is, when the rubber hits the road, are you going to collaborate with law enforcement and collaborate with the federal government against residents of the township who are trying to beat this data center however they can? Or are you actually going to be okay with new and creative ways to try and fight this data center, because nobody knows what will work. Not you, not any legal scholars. No one knows how to beat this.
In order to make this efficient, if we would hold the applause and get through so we can listen to everyone. And I do want to say, Ipsy Township didn't send anyone to watch anyone or surveil anyone. So I'm not sure where that came from. We did not do that. Next.
Hi. Monica Ross Williams, resident, 26-year resident of West Willow. Own my home on 2150 Chevrolet Street, former township trustee and former park commissioner. And yeah, we're going to go into it. First things first is that you see Gretchen Whitmer up there. And the first thing that she said is pretty much, yeah, people tell us no all the time, but we do what the F we want anyway. That's exactly what she thinks about you. Okay, that's number one. Number two is that, and I'm going to go here, and I don't care if anybody in the room gets upset, please. I'm sorry, but we're past the point of Democrats and Republican labels. We better get to the point about trying to save ourselves and our families and our communities, our property, and our future for our children, because that's where this comes down to at this point. These billionaires and trillionaires, in fact, one of them is sitting there, the OpenAI guy, they don't care about you. And meanwhile, between time, they're losing money. The return on investment as it relates to AI is going downward. I don't know if anybody have read any Bloomberg reports, but I suggest that you do. Meanwhile, between time, I was just at a Livonia Westland Chamber meeting about 2 days ago, where they had the economic development person from DTE Energy speaking about their data center, might as well say, trying to get it done. He actually said at the end of all the crap that he was saying, that they are losing on this issue in front of 75 people that were at that meeting. Now, meanwhile, between time, you also have to understand that they're doing PR, which is called public relations. They're doing it on your social media. They're doing it basically in your neighborhoods. When you see these comments that sounds like they're favorable for data centers, you can best believe it is PR. And I know because they actually asked us to do the PR as members of the chamber at the meeting. So with that being said, I want to make it very clear. No, we're never accepting a data center where my father and many other people's parents worked and to their fingers to the bone at GM and Hydromatic. It's not happening, and we're not going to do it. And meanwhile, between time, and the last thing I want to say, and I'm going to call them out individually, Debbie Dingell, where are you at? Justin Hodge, where are you at? Annie Somerville, where are you at? Because each of these officials need to be, which only one that can't be is Debbie Dingell, recalled at this point because they have not stood up for you, you and your children and your future. I don't care at this point about Republicans and Democrats. It is time that we hold these elected officials accountable. Get the recalls going and support this board because they're trying to support you.
Thank you, Monica. Next, yeah, Myla. All right, Myla. Next, who's next?
Okay, so my name's Holly. I'm an Ypsilanti City resident. I really appreciate what the board has done to oppose the data center so far. I'm especially excited about the Yucca water resolution. I think that that's like really creative, exciting thinking. I hope other data center fights across the country follow that. I hope that the board will continue to think about the DTE angle and deny the permits for the substation. I think that that's another really powerful thing that is within the township's power to do. I do also want to exhort the township board not to engage in surveillance of activists. I was at the meeting in the park and a township employee came and took photos and said that he was asked to send the photos back to the township board to see what was happening at the meeting, and those meetings are public. Like, you can just come to the meeting, and actually you'd be very welcome. So that's my exhortation for the board, is to continue looking at the DTE angle, not to surveil the activists. People who are taking big personal risks to oppose this data center deserve to be respected, deserve to be kept safe and not surveilled by local government. And I also want to exhort everyone in the room that I don't think that our politicians, even up to our congresspeople, are going to be able to stop this data center alone. I think that they're part of the team, but I do not think it's going to happen unless we also have real people power. And so I want to exhort people to get involved, talk to your neighbors, talk to the West Willow Neighborhood Association, join the Stop the Data Center campaign. It's at Stop the Data on Instagram. There are so many people who have been working tirelessly for many months to stop this data center. This is a serious opportunity for you to plug into community and get involved, because it really is going to take all of us. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Next.
I'm Nancy. I'm from Ypsilanti Township, off of Textiles, South Miami, 2 miles from the location of the site. And for one thing, I just want to say that I think we're all here for the same thing today, and or tonight. And we, when we came in, were told that there was another agenda entirely, that we'd just be able to, you know, discuss it a little bit at the very end. So luckily, I don't know what happened, but I'm glad that we're able to talk now. I just want to say that we need to really move forward and work together. I don't know how we're going to do that, but we need to do that, whether it's devise some kind of committees. And like have a list right here in the township, right here in the Civic Center, where people can sign and put their phone numbers, so that other people can do that too. And then one general person, we got to get it together, where we can all get together on a regular basis and start getting it bigger and bigger and bigger, and working harder to accomplish this, because we got to get rid of this. This can't happen.
Thank you.
It can't happen. I've got kids here. You know, they're grown, they got kids. So, I mean, I think it should start out with just a darn list, if that's what it takes. Because your website doesn't show anything about any meetings for this. Even, there's nothing. And I just happened to stumble on this one tonight. So I was lucky there. It's the second one I've been to. So that's all I have.
Thank you. Next.
My name is Robert Harrison. I live in West Willow for about 50 years. And I want to thank Doug for the information that he brought to us tonight. I want to say that, what are they going to put on your death certificate 5 or 10 years from now? You died of natural causes or from this junk that you're bringing to us? The other thing is, I think that the lady said we should campaign on some of these rich folks' yard, to make let them realize we're not by ourselves. And Doug said that I'm from South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I came out to cotton field. I didn't come out here to give it to nobody who's wanting to have everything for themselves. This is for all of us. And we should not turn it down. We should not make this the last meeting for tonight, because something can always be done. There's no such thing as I can't. You can. But we have to stand and do these things that need to be done. And we need the phone number for these doggone rascals up there in Lansing, so we can call them too and let them know this is nothing to play with. This is our life. And our life means more to me than it does to them.
Yes.
And if they want to put a dollar bill in front of it, too bad for them. We're going to camp out just like they do in Washington, D.C. We can do it in Ann Arbor. Tell them to take it to Ann Arbor. If them rich rascals don't want it over there, we poor people don't want it over here.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Harris. Next.
Hi.
Your name and where you're
Okay. My name is Kim Spinozola. I am speaking as a almost 30-year Ypsilanti Township resident. And I unequivocally do not want a nuclear weapon research/deployment AI data center built here. I do not want the associated strain on resources, including water and electricity. I do not want the associated loss in property values. I do not want to live in a tier one high value military target. To reiterate, I do not want you to build this proposed AIDC. And I just want it noted that, by the way, Ypsilanti Township residents do care.
Thank you. Next. Anyone next? Nope, there's a gentleman right there. It's all right, we'll get it.
I'm Dirk Mayhew, I'm not a resident. I'm curious if you're ready to drop lawsuits. There was a good consent judgment line in the Saline data center saying they got to use closed loop cooling. If there's any opportunity for township council to put in a lawsuit, try to block it. I'm curious if the rest of the council, if you're willing to tear up all the roads so trucks can't get in there to build, if you're willing to work with the county to tear up the county roads, block them off. What steps are you willing to go for? And I heard you say this is recorded. Jason Morgan, Jimmy Wilson, Morgan Foreman, Carrie Reingans, and Jennifer Conlon, start dropping bills. I want to see that closed-loop water system regulated by state law. It doesn't fix everything, but it fixes one thing.
Thank you. Who's next?
Also, I'm not sure if you guys are aware. I've been a resident for over 30 years. They plan on building a BEST battery station at Four Corners. Sumter Township, Ipsy Township, Belleville, or Van Buren Township, and then Augusta Township. Mm-hmm. If we're not standing for data, we damn sure ain't going to stand for these battery stations either.
Thank you. Next.
I'm coming back.
Lori, do you have someone that's ready? Okay.
Hi. So my name is Chris Tebbins. I'm a resident of Ipsy Township. I'm also a veteran of the U.S. Navy for 8 years. I'm also a member of About Face, which is a group of post 9/11 veterans who are organizing to end military foreign policy of permanent war and the use of military weapons, tactics, and values in communities across the whole country. Ipsy Township has a long and really proud history of being involved in the war effort. We've been involved with the bomber plant and everything. I'm not trying to discount any of that great history that we built here and all the pride that we have with our community on that. But it does need to continue, going forward. It needs to stop. The last time that Ipsy Township was a war factory, it left the land contaminated, where it still affects us today, right? The neighborhoods are still dealing with the fallout of that and everything, and, we're still doing remediation for all that. The negative health benefits from data centers are just beginning to be understood. Whether it's the air pollution, the noise pollution, the water pollution, we don't know how these things are going to affect us in the long run. Our community is being used as a sacrifice by University of Michigan, for a war machine that affects not just us here at home, across the country, but communities all around the world, whether it's Iran, Palestine, Lebanon, anywhere around the world that's being affected. This is going to go into that, and our community is going to be complicit in it. If whether it's on the banks of the Huron River or at the Willow Run site, this project isn't welcome here in Ipsy Township. If University of Michigan is so proud of it, I got a good spot for it. How about they tear down the golf course across the street from the big house and put it there? So if you want to continue doing this fight and helping out with all of your neighbors, please join the Stop the Data Center group at the North Hydro Park at July 5th at 3 p.m. So come on out, be in contact with your neighbors.
Thank you. Next, Julianne, did you get it working? All right, Lori. Okay.
Well, they're working on it. You go. You got it?
Put it back on the
stand. You want me to go ahead?
Yeah, you go.
Okay, I'm Curtis Freeman. I'm
I own a property on DeSoto, 543 DeSoto. I'm also live in Superior Township, your sister township. I think what we need to do is get a coalition of townships. Individual townships aren't going to get this done. I think all townships in Michigan should be united against a government that's not uniting us. And so Superior Township, if they put it here, they're coming to Superior Township next. So that's why I'm here, but I also own property here.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, is that working? Great. Jane Wolf, I'm a Ipsy Township resident, and folks who have been working on this for a long time are putting themselves in great personal risk too to try to stop this, and I would just encourage you guys to put yourselves on the line. You have more power than we do. Those people will listen to you better than they will listen to us. Please put yourself, your jobs, and your comfort on the line to stop this for us. We are all obviously trying, but again, you guys hold more power than we do. You have better connections than we do, and you are safer than we are. So I would just encourage you all to really, like, put yourself on the line here. Get really creative. Honestly, tear up the road. Block the road. Break the law. Like, do whatever you need to do for us. You will be remembered better in history for the job that you did if you can get creative and really, really put yourselves out there. So, yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hello, over here. I'm Jill Warren. I'm a resident since 2020 of Ipsy Township and really glad to be with my neighbors tonight. I come to you as former faculty at Indiana University in the School of Public and Environmental Affairs, so I have some expertise in this area. I come to you as a clergy spouse. My husband is the pastor of St. Matt's United Methodist Church here in the township, and I come to you as somebody who wants to recommend, as many have, that we do as was OSS's suggestion during the time of Nazification, use the simple sabotage field manual to simply slow things down bureaucratically. Make sure we block where we can. Use very slow agendas and response times, and do within your power the work that you are entitled by law to do. But for those of you who are not familiar with it, please look up the simple sabotage field manual and use it in your own lives of action as well. And the final thing I would like to say is that they may not care about us, but we care about us. And we're here. And we will continue to be here and support the work that you're doing on our behalf. So thank you.
Thank you. Myla, who's next?
Got one on that.
Lori, do you have some? Or Myla?
Yes.
Go ahead.
No.
Or is that mic still not working?
Then you go.
Hello, everyone. Let's see. My name is Denise Kirchhoff. I moved here when my 24-year-old daughter, who just graduated from U of M, was 1 month short of turning 3 years old when we built our first house in Ypsilanti Township. We've been here ever since. And I want to make some things clear that I don't think that people understand. These data centers didn't just start. Los Alamos, in 2016, with the help of the Orange One in office, developed the Predictive Science Academic Alliance Program, which actually consists of the University of Florida, University of Michigan, Oregon State, University of Virginia, and MIT, all working on separate projects. Okay. And what I think we all totally missed, and I heard a lot of people say, oh, politics doesn't matter. Yeah, the hell it does. Because I think what we totally missed was Donald Trump's executive order, and I quote, the plans are in accordance with executive order on removing barriers to American leadership and artificial intelligence, unleashing American energy, executive order signed earlier this year by President Donald Trump. Basically, the same laws that Los Alamos used to move in and to explode their bombs are now enacted. Okay, and I think we know what party put that in. So we're like, how do we stop that? He signed an executive order. That's why they don't give a damn what we say. They don't care. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff we can do. I worked with my family in Birmingham, and we did a lot of different things. And they actually did move on because they sort of didn't have a choice. But I think people need to understand. And I don't, am right up there. There is, and I won't say who it is, there is one person in that picture who is an advisor to the Department of Energy. An advisor. They may not be a citizen of this country, but they advise the Department of Energy. And their advice was to remove the barriers, basically saying, you know what, we can build any damn where we want, any damn time we want, and there's nothing you can do about it. So when people say, okay, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter, how many people know about that executive order removing those barriers? Exactly. So now what do we do? And people are like, oh, and I don't agree with the people who work at U of M going, you know what, I'm not going to jeopardize my job. Then, damn it, step down. Stop being a coward. Take a damn stance or just step down. Right. Because there are enough people, I think, just in this room who are willing to step up. And fight is what we're going to have to do. Because in Alabama, we just weren't backing down. Right. We literally showed up outside of City Hall at 5 in the morning. Stay to 6 o'clock in the evening. Somebody was going to hear us.
Your time
hundreds
is up.
Of people.
Denise, thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you so much. Next.
Dana Green, Jr. I am an alumni of the University of Michigan. I also work for the University of Michigan. And I am also a Superior Township trustee, your sister township. And I am here to support you all and all of the residents here. And as a Superior Township trustee, I know you all listed a lot of officials that you feel like you haven't received support from. As a Superior Township trustee, if you need me, I cannot speak for the entire board, but I can speak for myself. If you need me, I will be there to assist in any way that I can. As an alumni of the University of Michigan, as an employee of the University of Michigan, and as a Superior Township trustee. So I just came here to say that today, and you all reach out to me whenever you need me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Green. Next. Myla, is yours working? Okay. Next.
Hi. I'm a relatively new resident, less than 5 years, I think. But I wanted to bring up, My name's John. I wanted to bring up the noise pollution that he mentioned earlier. It's not like that's unpleasant to listen to. This is like serious health concerns from prolonged exposure to low decibel noises that you can't even hear. So that's just another avenue that we could research attack this thing. That was all.
Thank you, sir. Next.
Hello, everybody. I do want to say that I was also at the picnic there on Sunday, and we did get approached by somebody from the township claiming we were eco-terrorists when we just had food and some signs. We were painting, just having a good old time together. But with that being said, I had a little speech prepared here, I guess, for Los Alamos or whoever wants to listen. But good evening to the board, people of Ypsilanti, people of Frenchtown, Monroe, and beyond. My name is Kurt Smith, and I come here not only as a concerned citizen of Berlin Township, but as a representative against data centers and industrialization from Berlin Township as well. And the reason for my concern is because it's come to my attention that U of M is attempting to bring a data center operated by Los Alamos Labs next to the old bomber plant. And I can't begin to express how foolish this is. And it's not funny, but I laugh to keep myself from crying because it feels as if no thought is being given to your people, let alone your wildlife. And have any of you even considered what bringing this into your community will do as far as making us a target here in Michigan? We're already the world's largest source of fresh water. We have two active nuclear power plants, with a third coming online in October of 2025, I believe. Now these data centers are getting built or proposed on every street corner, like a Dollar General, it feels like, with this one here in particular being used by the Department of War. And I can't help but seeing the target of our beloved state growing bigger and bigger by the day. I'm also sure that you'd all make promises and guarantees that attacks wouldn't happen to us here, but you can't guarantee it or make that promise because nothing is foolproof or perfect. It's something that genuinely concerns me, and if I'm being completely honest, as if the environmental and health effects of this wasn't enough to be alarmed about, and instead of designing to kill as many of our fellow human beings as possible, we should be striving to help and uplift them. Or at least that's what not only myself, but countless other citizens have come to believe as well. Which we have the chance to do here, but the first step is you all listening and working with your people of your community that you're meant to represent. And that extends to your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren as well, since history is being written here as we speak, and they are watching the choices and actions that you're all making. And I stand here in solidarity with the people of Ypsilanti and all of the communities that are fighting these data centers in our beloved state of Michigan. And thank you for your time, and I hope you all have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you, sir. Who's next? Myla, do you have... Okay.
My name is Caleb Zweifler. I've lived in FC for coming up on 20 years. I have two small children, and this would be a big deal to me as a Michigander, whether I lived in FC or not. I think one of the most insidious things that has been going on with this conversation, and I almost feel like it's some kind of psyop in terms of use of language, is that we naturally are being pulled into this not in my backyard kind of language. And don't get me wrong, I resent the University of Michigan and, you know, people of Ann Arbor that think just like, hey, as long as it's not over here, I don't care. But with that kind of mentality, they're just going to find the weakest link in the chain. And we're all stewards of the water of Michigan. It's our greatest resource. It's been here for as long as time. And we're the last line of defense. And so I think it goes beyond, obviously, we want to keep it out of our backyards, but we want to keep it out of our neighbors' backyards and our neighbors' neighbors. And anyone who touches that borderline, I don't want it anywhere in Michigan, frankly. The only place that's even remotely safe is in outer space if they have to have these stupid data centers. At least that way they'd be drawing from renewable energy and not be polluting the ground level and the wildlife. But more importantly than that, I just think we need to have a strong coalition between all the different townships. I think we should caution against using the phrase, not my backyard. We don't want it in Michigan. We don't want it in the United States. But we certainly need to protect the Great Lakes. Because if it happens over there, it goes right down those tributaries and affects every one of us. So it doesn't matter if they put it down the road. And as far as our representatives, I mean, no offense, we're all, the track record for politicians in my lifetime has not been good. Our governor says all the same kind of things that everyone says, that they have our interests at heart, and they're going to protect us, and they care about us, and yada, yada, and then behind closed doors, they're doing these billion-dollar deals with these evil, evil people. And the consequences of the decisions that we make and the trust and the trustees, it goes. I think it truly goes beyond the grave. I'm not even that much of a religious person, but our integrity is at stake for each one of us, and especially the people that represent us. So hopefully we can all coalesce and prevent this from happening.
Thank you. Lori? Okay, I'm sorry.
Hello. My name is James Crawford. I moved to Ipsy 2015, and I'm a disabled veteran, and I moved to West Willow 5 years ago and made it my home. And I see this as a direct threat to my home and to my place here and to my property. And to old times, during civil rights and labor movements, they did whatever they needed to. They stood up, they put their lives on the line. We need to do the same thing. We need to have a mass action against these fools. Mackinac Policy Center used to be nothing but Republicans and business. And I hate to see it turning Democrat now. It seems to be that the only thing that matters is green. Not red, not blue, green. And I feel like we're being sold out by our leaders. Thanks.
Thank you. Myla.
Hi, my name is Courtney. I'm an Ipsy Township resident. Introduce myself a bit. I'm a child-free cat lady with little direction in life, better yet known as J.D. Vance's worst nightmare. I have reasons for opposing this project that the oligarchs will call selfish. My health, my property value, and my electric bill. The voiceless, however, do not have those luxuries to worry about. The wildlife that we've already taken so much from, the water that we've already poisoned and put a price on, the children who will bear the future burdens that we've carelessly placed on their shoulders. I am also here for my mother, her coworkers, and the brain injury patients living across Ipsy that they care for every day who cannot speak for themselves or have the physical ability or capability to sacrifice their time to be here, as well as the public service members too busy protecting us to be here. I'm here for a family member who lives closer to the ACM site who cannot be here, who is pregnant with a little girl that will be the fifth generation of Ipsy women who will one day have to ask what we did to stop this and who was there to speak up. I want her and future Ypsilanti residents and generations to know that when the time came, I was there and we were all there to speak up. Because while our costs of living keep rising, our resources keep depleting at the expense of capitalist greed, global genocide becomes a game played by billions of taxpayer dollars, and the world's first trillionaire plans his next economic takeover, Americans everywhere are saying no more. In Southeast Michigan tonight alone, Ypsilanti, Van Buren, Pontiac, Dundee, and Door Townships are all showing up to pack rooms, as well as Michiganders across Southeast Michigan are on Zoom with EGLE to protect our wetlands tonight. We are saying no data centers, no Department of War contracts. I would like to remind everyone that Rosie the Riveter was not a robot. Ipsy has been used and propagandized for war before and then left with nothing but toxic groundwater and poor and marginalized citizens, especially women and people of color. An article from 2019 in What's Left Ypsilanti describes that today, maybe Rosie would get a gig at one of the two Walmarts within a 10-minute drive of the Willow Run site. The reality here in 2026 is that Rosie is competing with more than double the population for a $15 an hour job, which artificial intelligence has already replaced her. Ipsy will not stand to be used again. Michigan will not stand to be used again. We are protecting our water, our power, our wildlife, our future generations, our livelihoods, and our pure Michigan. So you can tell Whitmer and Trump and anyone in the state and federal administrations and big tech and big war that the American people are done being terrorized on our own land, and we have had enough. The unconstitutional and un-American takeover of our nation for immoral and unjust purposes at the expense of we the people stops here and now. Ypsilanti is not your experiment. U of M, Los Alamos, Wallbridge, and Pete Kegsbreath can keep his Department of Genocide out of here. You are not welcome in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Thank you, Courtney. Next.
My name is Corey Lakatis. I'm a relatively new resident of the Willow area. I moved in with my family just last year in November, so we've been there for just about half a year. And so I'm kind of overcome right now. I can't really tell you how distressed I am and my wife is to know that this is a very real possibility, that our neighborhood might be completely ruined by this data center. I have four young children from the ages of 9 down to 2, and we want them to have a wholesome neighborhood to live in, and we want that for all of our neighbors and our neighbors' children. And so I just want to say that to the board. Thank you for what you have been doing to try and stop this, and I want to say that for any of the bigwigs who may be listening, that you are hurting real people with real children. I also want to, there was a gentleman over here who mentioned eternal consequences. I want to bring that up and a religious perspective here. I am a religious person. I'm a Catholic. And I want to bring up something that was in the recent encyclical from Pope Leo about AI and technology, that technology can never be used or built in a way that violates the dignity of people made in the image and likeness of God, which is every single one of us. We all do matter. And he also said that we have a choice, and this is both an encouragement and a warning. We have a choice between making our communities like when the Israelites came back and rebuilt Jerusalem and rebuilt the walls and worked together, and from the love of God and the love of their neighbors, they made a place where they could all live in and be safe and happy. The other option is the Tower of Babel, where people chose power, they chose wealth, they chose domination over others, and their community was destroyed and scattered and became a ruin. And I don't want that for my community. I don't want that for where my children live. I don't want that for where any of the people here live and for any community. Just as you said, not in my backyard, not in anyone's backyard. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Myla.
Hi there. My name is Daniel Van Dyne in 849 Grove. If you got a dinosaur in Galt Village, I'm that guy. Been living in Galt Village about 5 years now. First time at a meeting here, long time paying attention. One thing that I've kind of thought about, and the reason that Ann Arbor is not being as approached, is they're trying to municipalize their own power. Over the last 75 years, the demunicipalization of resources and services in Ypsilanti has been going downhill. So why, if we have these existing hydroelectric plants, why if we have all these shopping centers that are torn down that I don't think they've even still paid for yet, shout out Galt Village, why are we not turning that into solar? Why are we not municipalizing our own power, taking advantage instead of throwing our freaking hands up and being like, well, let's get as many seats as we can filled and then we'll have other people listening on Zoom or whatever. Come on, man, step up. We're having you guys not do a damn thing. Oh, you're talking the right talk, Doug. We appreciate it. Walk the freaking walk, too, man. Let's go. Municipalize our own power and tell these people no. That's it.
That's not fair.
Who's next, please?
Good evening. My name is Leah Mills Chapman, and I am a resident of Ipsy Township. I'm not going to rehearse everything that we heard today. I think that we have a deep and comprehensive look at how dangerous this particular nuclear data center will be on our community. First, I wanted to say thank you to our trustees that have partnered with the New West Willow Neighborhood Association. Doug, when you reached out, I honestly and truly didn't even know what needed to be done other than to sound the alarm to the people that we need to coalesce and come together. West Willow, historically African-American community predominantly, we know that in America, whenever there is a money grab, something that, you know, people can garner wealth with, it falls on the backs of black folk. We get that. But we also know that we can't fight this thing alone. And so as I look around here today, this is what we have to do. We have to come together, put down the division, the divide, and stand together for what it is that we desire. On last Thursday, I was at the Capitol, and I was talking with senators. We need to be up there in their faces. The townships and the cities need to show up in Lansing on the doorsteps with all of our elected officials with us. Because, as we heard, we can't do this thing alone. This is a heavy lift. We already know U of M, they are out here just running roughshod, right? They don't care about what's going on, and they said it. We care, but they don't. And so we have to figure out together, not one, but all of us. And so I'm hoping that as you all continue to move forward and speak to whomever the powers that be, that you also speak with the county commissioners again. Right? Because I just left a meeting. Brenda, you were there. Gloria, Larisha, Stan, y'all were there. Our county commissioner, Justin Hodges, was there. He's not here. He could have traversed from that space over here and stood with us here. Right? Annie's not here. A portion of the township is also with Caroline. Caroline was there. We need our elected officials to stand with us. Debbie was there. Somebody should have been tapping on Debbie's shoulder and saying, I need you over here this evening to stand up. When we had our meeting at the New West Willow Association neighborhood meeting, we had Felicia. Felicia Brabeck is running for office. Felicia didn't have to be there, but she showed up. Why? Because she tends to stand for community. Jimmy was there. Felicia's here now. Right? She's not in office, but she's here standing with the people. And so we need to impress those that you all are connected with as well to come stand with us, and we need a lobby day. We need lobby days. If we need to camp out, that's what we need to be doing, because my grandbaby is worth living. She is. And this, to me, is much more than just a show. This is our lives. And so I'm asking for you all to please, please reach back out to these elected officials that you all have named that are too afraid to open up their mouth and say what they need to say, whether they're scared of their employer or not. Give them another shot. Give them another shot. Talk to them. Because embarrassment brings people along. And you might have to embarrass them into doing thank what you. It is that they need to do.
Thank you, Mayor.
So, thank
your
you.
Time. Myla.
Hi, Regina Kudla, Ypsilanti Township. That's a hard act to follow. That was very wonderful. There's a couple things I heard tonight that I really, really disagree with and resent. And I resent the implication that these eight people up here haven't done enough. And you all pushing them to do more and more and more. When Mr. Winters had very clearly told you that they need your help. So while you're all sitting there, you can go home and go on your computer and look up the phone numbers of the county commissioners, the state representatives, Debbie Dingell, Governor Whitmer. They're online and very accessible, and dial them up yourself, okay? Because they've been doing that. They've been doing that over and over and over and over, okay? So the other thing I wanted to say about the, the meeting that you said that had been surveilled by somebody. Well, you know, it could have been somebody sent by the other side. Duh. Anybody who's watched a police show or detective show or whatever knows about that. So I wonder, did you get that gentleman's name? Did you get his picture? Can you verify that he is indeed an employee and representing these people at that meeting? If so, then provide it. Provide it to us or to the members accused. I think that would be very helpful and probably enlightening, okay? So the third thing I want to say, this is really general, is I barely passed chemistry in order to be able to take my nursing licensing exam. And the one thing that a professor told me, H2O, three elements that man has been unable to use to create water. And if we're going to give up our water, that's the end of life on Earth. It really is. So if anything else, we can really work hard to protect our water, the Great Lakes, our resources. And I really like somebody's idea about all of the townships, the neighboring townships, Belleville, Salem, Superior, you know, all around, and all the way down Michigan Avenue to Lake Michigan, really have a stake in this. So thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
Hello, my name is Anthony Johansson. I'm an Ypsi Township resident. I'm a naturalist and an ecologist, and I just figured I would come in to give my professional opinion that we do not want any of this in here, and I very much appreciate everyone's hard work, all of my sweet, sweet neighbors in here doing what they can to try to make this not happen, because we don't want it, and our kids don't want it. it's just not something that needs to happen. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Next.
Hi, I'm Angela. I'm from Yipsey Township. And I agree with the noise pollution. And to think about, even if it's too low decibels, because there are people that have special needs that can hear too low decibels, they can hear that. And it can aggravate them and make them really upset because they can hear even though you might not be able to. And I just want to make everyone aware that that can be a thing to look for too.
Thank you. Lori, there's a woman in the back that's had her hand up. Myla?
I had this gentleman, then I'll come to you.
Yeah, it's still green. Hello there. Andrea Pierce. I'm at Juno in Ypsilanti Township. I've actually was part of the team that was fighting against the data centers when they were in legislation, and our House rep, he voted against it, but our senator voted for it. Now we've got bills out here in the House and more coming in the Senate this week. We need to activate. We need to start getting these bills passed. There's, they cover the water. The clawback was by Jimmy Wilson Jr. taking back that $100 million. We get that passed, a lot of this will stop. So, and we have to remember, what we're working with is not just a data center. This is an AI surveillance center. They're going to be housing our information. And this is going to also, with all of the plutonium pits and the nuclear, going to put us in big jeopardy because we still have a Nexus pipeline going through here. Okay? A couple of weeks ago or a month ago when they were talking about blowing up nuclear plants and pipelines, that could have been us. We're right here. This is what we're doing. We're making it so that we are targets for the world. Let me see. The bills. And we, okay, Governor Whitmer and U of M, yeah, we need to really think about the upcoming elections because we already know Jocelyn Benson's in. She's in this, right? Her husband is the vice chair. So we need to get, she can't even be considered. Google, okay? Google just donated $250,000 to who? Huron River Watershed Council. For their water collectings, but in the press release, it literally said they want to manage the water resources in the areas where they have data centers. We need to contact Huron River Watershed Council and tell them, turn that money back and make a statement against data centers.
Just so you all know, the Army Corps...
Doesn't she need a mic?
Let's let her finish with her statement, please.
Thank you. And one way to stop this is to crash the damn system. Hold back our money. We are a capitalist society. If we don't give them our money, they can't do nothing. And that's where we're at with this. We need to stop shopping. We need to start building up our own gardens. Everybody make something, grow something, share with your neighborhood. Because I'll tell you what, this is bee city, and this vibrations that's going on, well, with these data centers, will kill our bees. We won't have nothing but Monsanto. Okay? From what